Cautious optimism seems to be a key sentiment as Iran and the P5+1 have reached a mutual understanding towards a prospective final nuclear agreement. Less than 24 hours after the joint statement read out in Lausanne, the White House released a fact sheet which differs on key points and which Iran's foreign minister has called unnecessary spin. With a hostile U.S. Congress, Israel's clear dismissal of any deal with Iran, as well as sanctions relief and other such challenges to overcome before a final agreement can be inked, in this edition of the debate, we address Iran's concerns going forward, as expressed by its officials and people.
8 days of marathon talks in the Swiss city of Lausanne eventually came to an end on Thursday. Iran and the P5+1 reached a mutual understanding on outstanding issues regarding Tehran's nuclear energy program. They will now engage in more talks to hammer out a final comprehensive deal. But less than 24 hours after reaching the framework, a U.S. fact sheet detailing parameters for a joint comprehensive plan of action and remarks by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry seems to have differences with the original joint statement. The U.S. version says,
lifting of sanctions will be phased and in accordance to Iran meeting its agreements. Security Council would reimpose all previous sanctions in case of any non-compliance. Uranium enrichment at Iran's Fordow facility would stop for at least 15 years.
But these are in contrast with the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif's remarks.
All sanctions and resolutions will be lifted and not suspended upon implementation of the agreement. Uranium enrichment at Fordow facility would stop for at least 10 years.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has slammed Washington's stance on anti-Iran sanctions.
Under international law, the U.S. administration will be responsible for lifting sanctions all at once. If anyone talks of the phased removal of sanctions, we should know that he is talking in violation of what has been approved so far.
Meanwhile, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says based on the framework reached with the P5+1, all anti-Iran sanctions will be lifted as soon as the two sides begin implementing a final nuclear agreement.
Based on the framework, all financial and economic sanctions, as well as sanctions against banks, will be lifted on the day that a final agreement begins to be implemented. Also on the same day, all anti-Iran resolutions will be nullified.
The Iranian president rejected the West's claims that the negotiations have taken place because of the sanctions. He also said Tehran will abide by its commitments in a nuclear agreement with the P5+1 as long as the other side remains committed to its promises.
If the other side abides by its commitments, Iran will fulfill its promises. If one day they want to choose a different path, the Iranian nation is free to make its choices. They say the negotiations have taken place because of sanctions. They know that this is baseless. They impose sanctions not for the negotiations, but to make Iran give in. They said the sanctions were meant to bring Iran to the table only after they realized that Iran would not give in. They realized that they are dealing with a united and brave nation.
Rouhani further said that the P5+1 has accepted Iran's enrichment program on its own soil, as opposed to the past when they regarded the enrichment in the country as a threat. The president noted that the world has admitted that Iran only wants peaceful nuclear technology. Despite the mutual understanding, diplomats cautioned the road ahead to draft a final deal by the end of June is not easy. But if negotiators succeed, it will be a victory for diplomacy and an end to years of dispute over Iran's nuclear program.
Let's now introduce our guests for this edition of the debate. From the Answer Coalition, we're joined by Mr. Brian Becker, who is joining us live now from Washington. And we're also joined by a professor at Johns Hopkins University, Professor Daniel Serber, who is joining us live from Washington. Gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV's The Debate. Okay. Professor Serber, I'd like to start with you. When the White House fact sheet came out, Iran's Foreign Minister Zarif said there was no need to quote-unquote spin the joint statement, which clearly differs from the U.S. fact sheet, especially on durations of limits and sanctions removal. What then do you think is the U.S. game plan through this spin?
Well, I think there's clearly no agreement on exactly when and which sanctions will be lifted. And I think that's something that seems to be a subject of disagreement still and will have to be negotiated before June. For the rest of the fact sheet, so far as I can tell, it's mostly uncontested, and it does represent a very significant agreement.
Okay, Mr. Becker, how do you feel about that? You know, again, the differences being the duration of limits on certain limits between 10 and 15 years, as well as, of course, sanctions removal. Iran has insisted sanctions removal must be immediate. The U.S. says it will be phased.
I want to deal first with the sanctions issue. It's quite clear that the agreement to enter the negotiations that began in November 2013, just 2 months after the Obama administration narrowly averted, as a result of grassroots opposition, the bombing of Syria, which would, of course, made these talks impossible. But the beginning agreement was that the economic sanctions would be lifted by the United Nations and by the United States if an agreement came into place. The Obama administration, dealing with right-wing critics in the Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, is going out of its way to make the point that sanctions easing, or the lifting of sanctions, is temporary, it's conditional, it's not really the lifting of sanctions, but the suspension of sanctions. Perhaps the Obama administration believes that that will help him in the political fight as they face the Corker-Schumer bill, which is designed to sabotage the agreement that will be taken up in the Senate. But regardless, if President Obama decides that in order for political expediency purposes, dealing with his own domestic critics, that he's not going to live up to the original agreement to end economic sanctions on Iran, then I think the Obama administration is backing itself into a corner from which there may be no escape. Because why would Iran, over the long term, agree to the self-imposition of reduction of its legal nuclear energy program and allow itself to be so thoroughly inspected in exchange for an agreement that the Obama administration seems to be now tampering with? That's very, very dangerous path for the Obama administration.
Professor Serwer, how do you feel about that? Is this politics, domestic politics?
There clearly was no agreement on lifting of sanctions before the talks started. That's just not true. This is a subject still to be negotiated. So far as I can tell, what the American fact sheet says about it may not be what Iran has agreed to. I can believe that. And they're going to have to sort it out in the next few months.
But then, Professor Serwer, you understand that by releasing then that fact sheet with something that is not agreed upon does make for a confusing scenario, especially on the Iranian side.
Sure, it does. And I can't tell you exactly why that was done or whether, in fact, there was the Americans sincerely understood that there was agreement on this. But the statement on sanctions is terribly vague and suggested to me that there just is no clear, detailed agreement on this subject yet, whereas there is a great deal of clear and detailed agreement on the parameters of the nuclear program, and that's a very good thing.
Mr. Becker, I'm confused now myself because the joint statement did refer to the sanctions. What is your take on this?
Right. I mean, it's clear that the sanctions that have been imposed on Iran, both unilateral sanctions by the United States, including the U.S. Congress and the executive branch, and the United Nations sanctions, the sanctions that are being discussed here, are sanctions related to Iran's nuclear energy program. Iran has agreed to go into negotiations with the P5 plus one, with the United States at the center of it, with the understanding that it will be engaged in a very, very draconian inspection regime and self-limitation on its own nuclear energy program. Again, a program that's completely legal and asserted to be legal by the IAEA. They're doing that even though Iran says it's not because they were forced to the table because of the end of sanctions. They're doing that for one reason, really, which is that through this process, there can be the lifting of economic sanctions, the sanctions that were imposed because of its the so-called nuclear danger posed by Iran's nuclear energy program. Now, if the United States government starts to believe that Iran will accept the suspension or temporary lifting of these sanctions, not other sanctions, but the sanctions related to the nuclear program, but not have them be completely lifted at the time that there would be a final agreement on June 31st. If the United States government, Obama administration, backs away from that, I believe that that means the negotiated settlement will not happen. And so we're here in a situation where the U.S. government, the opposition to President Obama and the Obama administration itself agree that Iran can never have a nuclear weapon or even the capability of a nuclear weapon, even though Iran says it doesn't have a nuclear weapon, and the national intelligence estimate of the U.S. intelligence agency says that there is no nuclear weapons program in Iran. Even all of that, there's an agreement, a consensus between Obama and his critics that Iran can never have a nuclear weapon. Now, if negotiated settlement is not the way to achieve that, then what's the other method? And the only other method, given the fact that there's that consensus, would be to carry out military attacks against Iran.